Harare, 2012. Tinashe is getting medical attention, but someone isn't buying his story.
Iwe, Tinashe! Where have you been?
I was just telling Tikas here. Where are boy? I was telling him the story. I'm still a bit hazy.
Still a bit hazy, auntie. Mashura. Mashura. Uneshuwe, Tinashe. And I remember you left saying you're going to work, auntie. That was a few days ago.
Yes.
Let me remind you. Iwewe, you left home on Wednesday morning as usual, saying you're going to work.
And footy.
I'm late for work.
Aren't you having breakfast?
I have a serious deadline and a meeting with the boss today.
What time are you coming back? Are you working late or are you going to the bar? Auntie, working late means you're going to see your girlfriend, and the bar means you're going to drink yourself silly.
For the record, I don't have a girlfriend, and I don't drink that much.
I'm tired of your lying.
Okay. I'll be back early today.
I promise.
Iwewe, you made a promise.
And look, Hona, I'm at a clinic and I'm not too sure what happened.
Can you recall anything else?
Let me tell you what I remember. On the Wednesday evening, Inina was waiting in the lounge in our home at around 11 p.m. ready to give this man a piece of my mind. I dialed his number and it just kept ringing.
I was crying.
Tinashe, the next morning, his phone was not reachable.
My battery was flat.
That's when I started panicking. Maybe something was wrong. You know, he's normally back early in the morning if he's gone drinking or to see his girlfriends. The first person I called was that friend of yours, Obvious.
Hello?
Deep Obvious.
Dear
Louis. With Obvious. Say again, man. Salo Tambanin. Tinashe Argup, where's my husband?
We went out drinking last night, just a few beers. Then he said he was leaving early. Something about a promise he made to you. He said he would hitchhike and get a ride home.
Manji is not home.
He was definitely going home.
So does he have a second home?
No.
I called all his friends.
I didn't even know where I was.
He was found in a room.
Kupi Tinashe?
In tumult.
Prostitutes there in Tinashe.
He said it could be female rapists.
So you're saying you were raped, huh? Iwewe, waga rape. How was that even possible?
You don't have to say it so loudly.
Do you know? Tinashe, do you know I had to call your mother of all people?
Hello?
Magadi, Mama. I hope you're well. Inango, I was just wondering if your son had passed through there? She cut the phone, Tinashe. She cut the phone.
Why did you call Mama?
You had been missing for 2 days. That woman hates me. I've always told you she hates me.
She doesn't hate you. She was angry with me.
Why would she be angry with you?
I promised to pass by and fix the TV.
But she thinks I'm the one who is stopping you. Even your relatives, if only it was that simple. But you claim you were forced to perform with other women. Sure, Richard. Sure.
That's why we are here at the clinic.
Where is she?
Who?
The girl you were with.
We found him tied up and semi-conscious. I do believe he was abducted.
Who are you, by the way?
Oh, sorry. I'm investigating these claims of female rape.
Okay, so you actually believe my husband, huh? Iwe is a brilliant storyteller.
Please, Bongi.
He's a
not
great,
now.
He's a great, great liar. Wonderful.
Okay, how would you explain the state we found him in? He was semi-conscious and tied up.
Oh, okay. Clearly, you've never seen my husband drunk. There is no difference between someone comatose and my husband after just a few bottles. And I don't even want to think what kind of games he was playing for him to be tied up.
Mm. All right. What about the doctor's report?
Oh, forced penetration? Hmm?
It's a toxicology report.
Hands it to you.
I was drugged.
All this time, I've been waiting for you to tell the truth.
Finally, I'm not lying.
I did one more thing that you need to know. I went to his workplace.
I told you you should never come to my workplace.
What did you want me to do? Huh, Nate Nash? That was the last resort, and I don't have your boss's number. Excuse me, I can't find my husband. Okay, is he here?
Yasha, I need these contracts printed and ready for signing. Okay, and please make sure the lawyers have reviewed them.
Sorry, are you Tinashe's boss?
Tinashe?
My husband, Tinashe, he works here and he's been missing for 2 days.
Tinashe.
Please, I am so worried.
I think we need to have a little talk. Please, come into my office. Can I offer you a cup of tea?
No, thank you. Please, do you know where my husband is?
Ma'am.
Call me Wongi.
Well, Wongi, it is sad for you to find out that we fired your husband about a week ago.
I don't understand.
I haven't seen Tinashe for over a week because we let him go.
Why?
Many things. Like coming to work late, poor performance, coming to work tipsy. There's quite a big list of issues that we had with him. Despite the fact that he is highly talented, I gave him a lot of chances.
This is embarrassing. Embarrassing. I was sitting in your boss's office hearing that you'd been fired. What? Huh? What? You left on Wednesday claiming you were going to work. Abba, where were you going, huh? Where were you going, Night Smash, if you'd been fired? Obvious said you left the bar early.
So you had lost your job.
I can explain.
There you go, Mr. Tskas. You want to tell me that he was raped by women? Why would they force themselves on an unemployed man?
The abduction is true.
Ante birapo. Take you out. Just go home. In the footka, I want the truth. San pedzirin ground. San...
This episode of Ende Futhi stars Tafazo Popis Tinashe, Michael Kodakwashe Stickers, Munya Kuramatunu as Wongi, Prudence Katumun Bofana as the boss, and Musa Sairoro as Obvious. It is directed and edited by Kevin Hansen, written by Mr. Kiwa Sambriwo, and produced by Larry Kriyadai for Three Mob Radio Presents, published by Three Men on a Boat.